and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we continue the New Year's podcast series in conversation with Bill Brandel, the country chief executive for Ingram Micro Canada. Like every other company in every other industry, 2020 was a wild ride for distribution, and this is our first opportunity to chat since it became fully in the rearview mirror with the arrival of the new year. We'll talk to Bill about how Ingram and its associates responded to the pandemics, the moments and events that Brandel sees as career-defining, and the big steps the cloud business took this year. We'll also look ahead to what's to come this year, why the continued growth of cloud and importance of cybersecurity will be key trends, and why Brandel is so bullish on RPA as a solution provider business opportunity. We'll also get Brandel's thoughts on the mood in the channel and get his advice for solution providers in this new year. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Bill Brandel. Bill, thanks once again for taking the time this year to join us for the New Year's podcast series.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, Rob. I will tell you right now, it's been interesting. It's been, to say the least, but all in all, I think it's been great. So great to see you. Great to see you virtually anyways. I always enjoy this time we get to spend together.
As always, this year's a little different. There's the understatement of the decade. but the format for the show is a little bit different this year because, we've had the opportunity to chat a couple times through the year about how things have been going as the year unfolds, but this is our first time to kind of get together and look at things entirely in the rearview mirror. And, with that hindsight in place now, what can you tell me about the Canadian business for Ingram in the year 2020?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And, you know, I have to start by saying how incredibly proud I am of the team I get to work with every single day. You know, we started the year out in January very optimistic. We were drafting off of success of 2019 and really optimistic about what 2020 was going to look like. You know, fast forward to the end of Q1 when the world took a crazy turn, you know, the team that I have the opportunity of working with every single day did an absolutely phenomenal job kind of pivoting and turning on a dime and being able to take all of our office workers and move them into a remote status. And even more important, our ALC employees, those individuals who unfortunately don't have the luxury of being able to work from home, their unbelievable dedication to the Canadian marketplace and despite all of the adversity, being able to come into the warehouses and make sure that we were able to deliver that vital technology to the Canadian market, it was truly something I am proud of. It is something that I will always look back on for the rest of my career in astonishment at how well everyone was able to manage through that. So I would start with that and then say that as a result of the dedication of both teams, the office team and the ALC teams, Ingram Canada was able to have a tremendously successful year in 2020. I think there was an obvious demand for technology to help us weather this pandemic. And I think we were right in the forefront, able to execute and supply that much needed technology to help companies stay up and running as we continue to understand exactly what this meant and for exactly how long this was going to take place. So all in all, our 2020 results are fantastic. We're still finalizing the year. As you know, with a company this complex, this business is complex, it takes a while to close the books, but I'm very optimistic at the year that we had, and I'm quite honestly very bullish on 2021.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It was a weird year for everyone involved, but one of the themes that I hear frequently in these conversations is that for a lot of businesses in this space, for the reasons you touch on and some others, it was not a bad year from a business point of view, that's for sure. Of those aspects, I think one that really across the industry saw the rocket strapped to it in 2020, and in Canada in particular, was cloud. And I know we've talked about the importance of the cloud business in Ingram, and I've talked to the gang there about the cloud business at Ingram for a long time. And before
2020 became 2020, you know, I think we talked a little bit about kind of the changing role of cloud and how you see it as part of the overall Ingram toolkit. But curious your thoughts on the cloud business in 2020 and now as we head out of 2020, how that role of cloud has changed in terms of how you see it in Ingram's business.
Sure. No, that is a great question and a great point, Rob. I will tell you right now, you know, we were moving quickly into the cloud, as you know. The cloud has absolutely been a focus of ours. And, you know, we had a great year in 2019. You know, the Canadian market has truly adopted the move to the cloud. But I have to say 2020 brought with it a whole different level of cloud adoption. You know, I think it's absolutely moved this business forward at a much faster rate. And I think that 2020 is a great example of how quickly companies can embrace a cloud strategy and continue to move forward with their business and not lose a beat. I think that we saw more cloud solutions deployed in 2020 than we've seen in our history. And I think rightfully so, as companies needed to shift how they were doing business. I think those individuals, those end user partners who were thinking about digital transformation and had it on the roadmap, but it wasn't a top priority, I think quickly had to pivot that. And again, we saw that business transformation, right? As I said, in the beginning of 2020, we saw a big focus on the data center and transforming the data center and modernizing it in order to be prepared to go to the cloud. I think then you saw after Q1, that put on hold while companies shifted to a remote worker strategy. I think that brought with it a ton of cloud adoption. And I think for 2021 now, you're going to see that continue even more with, of course, some of the additional things that you'll see focused on in 2021 around security. We could talk a little bit more about that, upcoming. But I will say that 2020 saw cloud really take off in Canada. And I think globally, it obviously we had talked about it before. This isn't a fad. And I know companies were gearing up and making the shift. I think COVID absolutely made it imperative for companies to embrace it and move at a faster rate than any of us thought.
All right. I think your response to that sort of informs this, but wanted to get your thoughts on the trends that you see shaping the business for the channel and for Ingram in 2021. And we've already touched on, you know, two in cloud rather in depth and a little bit on security. But along with those, what else do you see as some of the definers of 2021?
No, great question. And I think for 2021, what I believe you're going to see now is a couple of key things. Touched on it just a moment ago with security. You know, as we've talked about, you and I have talked about through the course of this year, that security was going to be critical moving forward as companies are quickly evolving their business practices. And now that you have so many workers remote, you know, that we've all seen the vulnerabilities this can cause. So I think, you know, obviously security, you know, that we were already far down the road of building a security business unit that's been developed and being rolled out. And I think aggregating all of our security offerings and putting services wrapped around it has been a key strategy of ours for some time. And I think now, 2021, I think with the need for security, we're going to be well positioned to support our partners as they embark on securing the marketplace, right? I think you're going to see a lot in 2021 around some of the more futuristic things like RPA as an example. When you look at robotic process automation and you think about what that does to simplify work streams and enable them to then be able to package and move to the cloud will be key. And then I think the other thing you're going to see is a real strong focus on data center modernization. So as we started to see the trend in early 2020, you know, companies were already starting to modernize their platforms, modernize many of their applications so they could fully take advantage of the cloud. And I think 2021 is going to lead to a greater focus on that data center and that advanced solution space that Ingram has been focused on for the past 4 years, really strengthening and defining who we are in that space. So I think we are well positioned now in 2021 with all of the investments we've made over the last 4 years to truly help our partners understand where they want to take their end user data center practices, how they're going to transform those data centers, how they're going to modernize those applications, take full advantage of that hybrid data center solution to embrace the cloud offerings that are coming fast and furious, as well as securing everything. And then if you package that all up in industry-leading financial solutions to help our reseller partners manage their working capital and truly help end users embrace this new technology, I think we have a winning formula for 2021 that truly sets us apart.
I find it interesting that you you pull out RPA there as one area, because it's an area that I keep seeing and hearing more about, but I find I'm struggling to kind of connect the dots back to the solution provider. It'll be interesting to see how you guys and your peers and the folks in the solution provider space clarify that over the course of the year. I look forward to that.
Yeah, and I will tell you on future, stay tuned, because there's going to be some exciting news in that area. And I will just tell you that, we'll reconnect moving forward and hopefully be able to give you even a little better, shed a little more light on that connectivity and how that actually plays a key role in helping companies, kind of eliminate steps, eliminate process in order to truly focus on those higher value activities within their organizations.
All right. Great. We can keep an eye out on that space for sure. Certainly the response to this will be somewhat colored by what we just talked about, but what can partners expect from Ingram this year in terms of, we kind of touched on areas of focus, but in terms of investment, in terms of priorities, in terms of those kinds of things, what can partners expect from you over the course of the year?
Yeah. So, great point. We talked a lot about where I believe the industry is headed. And this is based off of feedback from both our reseller community as well as our vendor community. So Ingram's investments have been unwavering in that advanced solution space, in that data center space. And we've continued to add resources to help partners understand legacy infrastructure. We put together solutions where we can package, a nice ITAD offering, right? Where it's IT disposition opportunity, where you can look at existing infrastructure, understand where there's if and where there's any value left in that initial investment, but truly be able to build the roadmap for a hybrid data center and leverage any value that you can get out of your existing infrastructure to apply that towards a more modern data center to truly take advantage of that hybrid, the best of on-prem and cloud that companies are looking for. So you're going to see a continued investment as we go down this path within adding services to help our reseller partners truly capitalize on those opportunities that we see coming. I think the other area, as I touched on, was security. We've already put together the security business unit. I think you're going to see us double down there as we look at value-added services to bolt onto that group in order to help partners scale their security offerings. And then I think, finally, you're going to see a real big focus on helping our retail business, which, by the way, did an amazing job of pivoting to an e-tail setup and formula, right? I think you're going to see continued focus on retailers defining what the future looks like for them and how they'll play in their own hybrid world of both on-prem and digital, right? So I think that'll be an area, those will be areas that you'll see Ingram continue to focus on and continue to double down from an investment perspective.
All right. Every year I ask you what the mood is in the channel at the top of the year, and perhaps no year is that more germane and more interesting than this year with all the factors that have shaped life and business over the course of the last 365 and will continue to over the course of this year. So simply put, what is the mood in the channel? What do you?
Yeah, I will tell you, Robert, it's been incredible. As you know, I get to spend a lot of time with some great partners, and you've met members of our TrustX community. And I've had several meetings with them in the early days, both closing out 2020 and then moving forward into 2021. And I will tell you, the mood has been very optimistic, very bullish. And I think we really see the other side of this pandemic, really creating opportunities for many of us as we look into the future. You know, I do know that the first half of this year is a little uncertain. You know, none of us are really sure about the longevity of this pandemic and how long it's going to take for us to get back to some normalcy in our lives. However, I do believe that we're walking into this year with a lot more optimism, knowing that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, understanding that we are making progress towards getting through this. And once we do, there's a lot of pent-up demand, and there are a lot of things that need to happen just based off of the conversation we've already had for companies to truly be able to adopt new business practices to stay relevant, stay current, and continue to move forward in an ever-changing market. So all in all, I will say it's very, very positive. Many of our customers are looking forward to 2021. I know a lot of us are looking forward to it for a lot of reasons, but to put 2020 behind us once and for all, but I think from a business perspective, they feel very strong.
All right, great. So to wrap it all up and put a bow on it, what's your advice to solution providers and other partners in the early days of 2021, areas you think they should be focusing on, things they should be thinking about, those kinds of things?
No, that's a great question. You know, we've got great partners in the Canadian market, partners that have done tremendous things. I mean, 2020 is a great example of just the ingenuity and the creativity of our market. And I would just say for 2021, my recommendation and advice that I would give is, you know, look, there are companies out there looking to support the entire market. And I think Ingram has positioned itself in a way to truly be a trusted advisor and a partner for the channel community. And I think that when you look at the financial services that are going to be offered, that are going to help companies manage their capital to truly adopt this hybrid solution, I would say that's point number one. You really need to look at how financing can change your overall value offering to the end user. So that's kind of number one. And when you look at the way technology is being delivered in more of a consumption basis, I mean, that's going to be even more critical as we look to put some of that legacy hardware and bolt it onto cloud solutions and be able to offer it as a service. So again, I cannot stress the importance to looking at how financial services can help transform your business, right? That's number one. Number two is we really need to help companies who have been resistant to changing and evolving their data center and moving it into the hybrid model. We have to help those companies navigate that and truly transform their business. And that's going to be some heavy lifting around modernizing legacy apps, modernizing legacy platforms in order to truly take advantage of the virtual space, right? And that hybrid space. And then I think finally, we really need to look at how we can remove cost and continue to look for ways to automate and simplify business practices. Because at the end of the day, that's what everyone's looking for. And if we can focus our energies on that higher value activity and the ability to truly be able to advance at a faster pace, I think all of us benefit moving forward.
All right. Brilliant. Bill, thanks. Thanks once again for your support of the site, and thanks for joining us for the podcast, and all the best for a successful and hopefully a little bit more predictable 2021.
Yeah, well, thank you, my friend. I really appreciate it. It's always great connecting with you. Thanks for the time today. And I look forward to getting together again and talking about what an amazing year our partners, Ingram and our partners, are able to work together towards in 2021.
There you have it, a look back at 2020 and a look ahead to 2021 with Bill Brandel, Country Chief Executive for Ingram Micro Canada. I'd like to thank Bill for joining us for the podcast, thank Ingram Micro Canada for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening today. The podcast will be back later this week, although I'm not entirely sure yet whether we'll be continuing with the New Year's podcast series or bringing you something else altogether, but be on the lookout for that in your favorite podcatcher. You can find us, of course, in Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, and we'd love it if you'd subscribe there. Maybe even leave us a rating and review, should you feel so inclined. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.